Straight ahead on the next Ran and Mel's Party Line, Mel and I discuss tattoos, body art, the reasons behind people getting them, the reasons behind people not getting them, the myths and the stereotypes behind them. Tara joins us a little bit later in the program. She's a little late to also discuss tattoos and the proper etiquette of trimming your bush. We're not talking about your shrubs, folks. Stay tuned.
Can you cut that part out? I don't even know why I just said that.
I did not say that. Well, I don't hear that laugh, so people don't know. There you go. She said, I can't just laugh on command. It's not like, hey.
But all you have to do is start talking, and then my mind starts whirling, and I have created a scenario.
Well, I like that. That's, I guess, unless you're making fun of me, which I don't think that you're making fun of me.
No, because we're having, we're just
having ridiculous fun. I'm a ridiculous creature, of course, and so you're responding to that, which is, that's cool. Yeah, I figure we might as well start this podcast off with a laugh, because we ended it with a laugh of yours on the last one. I can't do it.
I don't know that whole conversation we had just a little while ago, and seriously, I did not see that photo.
Wait a minute. You did not see that photo. What are you talking about? Jeez. Okay. I like that laugh too. That. Oh yeah, we were texting back and forth, and it's that'd be a lot to explain that. We were texting back and forth, and I'm thinking, what have you had a little bit too much to you partaken in something, which I won't specify which substance you've taken part in. I mean, because maybe you didn't, but anyway, forget it. I was thinking that maybe she was kind of, you know, a little out there, so she didn't understand the question, and everybody now is going, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, let's leave that. Let's leave it. We'll just, we're going to be all over we're always all over the map. That's what makes us special.
We are right. Special.
Right, Melinda, that's what makes us special, because we don't stick to just one subject. We go all over the place.
This is our conversation, yes.
As I take a sip of this nice, cold, filthy martini. Do you have yours ready?
I have to stay away from the martinis because I had two last night, and I am so swollen from the salt.
Okay. The salt. Yeah. Well, you could just do a martini and make it kind of just lightly dirty.
I just, you know, I'm such a dirty martini whore that I have to have it a certain way.
Oh, no, she didn't. She just went to the hole. I will cut a hole.
Yeah, so if I can't have it filthy dirty, I would rather not have one. So I'm drinking water and a bubbly.
I had the bright idea because I'm very curious about this subject, and Mel, it just so happens, knows a lot about the subject that I want to cover on this podcast. And that subject would be tattoos.
Yes.
Yes. Body art. And I was kind of researching the first place that I thought that people go to in their mind, that I go to in my mind, is basically what are the stereotypes of tattoos?
Yeah.
Because that's what affected me. I always think, okay, because I guess we need to preface this. Let's go back. I have zero tattoos. Zero. And Mel, I don't know if you've kept up, because you're doing kind of a sleeve and everything. So I don't know how you count that as separate tattoos, but maybe you say just separate places on the body. So how many separate tattoos would you say you have?
So I have 4 on my hands, 3 of them inside my fingers, 1 on the top of my middle finger. And then
what was the first one? 4 on your buns. Did you say buns?
Yeah, I have 0 on my buns.
Okay. What was the first thing you said then? 4 on your what?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4 on my hands.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't sound like hands. It must have been your really Yankee accent. It must have been 4 on my hands. And I'm going, what the hell is that? I thought she said buns. Okay. You got 4 on your hands.
And 3 of them are inside my fingers. So they're not noticeable unless I let you see them.
Okay. And where, and any more?
And so that's 4. And I would consider the 3 sessions that I've already done with the sleeve. So we could.
Yeah, the sleeve. Explain a sleeve for people that are not familiar with tattoo talk.
So a sleeve generally starts at the top of your shoulder, just below, kind of right on your shoulder bone. And then go all the way to your wrist. However, there's variations.
That's why they call it a sleeve, because basically if you're wearing something, say a long sleeve shirt, it goes down your arm. So a tattoo sleeve is just, it's a permanent sleeve.
It's a permanent artistic sleeve.
And there's no space in between, I would guess. They all run together.
Well,
as one continuous art.
Yes, yes. It's, people have different, there's so many, probably billions of variations of a sleeve, because some people will take pieces and create a story with trees and animals and things like that, and it's actually a story that's happened to them in their lifetime. Mine is flowers, and there's also a meaning behind those. The meaning behind the flowers, because flowers are blooming and they're beautiful, and they just when I look at a flower, I don't care what kind it is. I do have favorites, but it's a brand new start. And this flower has.
So is Monday, but I sure can't stand them. I just had to throw that in there. I just thought, I got a rain on the parade. No, it's a brand new start because a flower is
blooming. A flower is just always blooming. When one closes and dies off, another one blooms. And it's just an evolution of kind of how I like to live my life. And I am going to embrace this older age and enjoy. The other arm will be done as well. And I'm really leaning towards.
Better hurry up, girl. You ain't getting no younger. These things obviously they're not very quick. So
let me tell you.
She's going to be going in there 80 going, can you please get this one done? I'm not live to be as old as Betty White.
I love you.
Love you too. So you're going to get the other arm done too. I'm curious about this then. Will it be the matching flower design, or are you just going to go totally in another direction?
Totally different.
Okay. What are the ideas?
It will be very steampunk.
Steampunk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, explain that. I've never heard those words used together.
Really? Oh, wow.
Steampunk.
Yeah. It's
maybe because I don't know about tattoos. I bet you it's a tattoo thing, and all the tattoo people know it, and they're going, what a dumbass. He doesn't know what steampunk is. I know Daft Punk.
It is a retro futuristic subgenre of science fiction. Can you hear me?
Oh. Yeah, do you need to pass gas or something?
No, I just need to wait 1 second. Wow.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Oh, Mr. Postman.
I wish I could sing that to you. I totally would.
So okay. Tell me this.
You tell
what
me.
What are you wearing as we're doing this podcast? This is why we don't do the video podcast. Everybody goes, do a video. So look, I'm sitting here in tidy whities with nothing else on but a smile and a martini on the table and a TENS unit attached to my back. So that's not very...
I have,
you don't want to see that in a podcast.
A tank top. I do have a brassiere on. I have underwear on and big fuzzy socks.
Let's get back to what was that?
Yeah, so we're going to learn
steampunk art.
We are steampunk. Going to learn the definition of steampunk.
Yeah, because I want to go over these. I want to definitely get to these stereotypes of tattoos. So what is steampunk?
So
that's the thing you want to get done on the other arm.
Right. It is. The definition is a retro-futuristic subgenre of science fiction.
So what does that mean? Are they certain science fiction characters? Are you getting Saturn and planets tattooed on you or what?
No, I want to do basically it's a face of a clock. It's very, it's so hard to describe. I'm having a hard time putting
where
it.
Where would we have seen this before?
Hmm.
I know what I'm going to type in steampunk and I'm just going to do images and see what it pulls up.
There you go.
Oh, I see you. Vintage steampunk. It's wrist watch, old parts, gears, wheels.
Yeah, there you go. So I will have a face of a clock. The time will be 12:01. And that's when I was born.
Why is 12:01? Were you serious? You were born 12, so you were just born 1 minute into that day. Otherwise, you almost mm-hmm. celebrate your birthday the day before.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty deep. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to tear apart these tattoo stereotypes because persons like myself, I will have to say that since I don't have any tattoos and I was brought up in a very small town, very kind of, I wasn't exposed to the world until I got older and got to see how other people live and different lifestyles and people doing things. I never saw this. I always thought in my mind, it's wild. It's mm-hmm. wild. And I'm going to give you some of the stereotypes and tell you which ones I believed in you. And I want you to debunk them and tell me, what do you think? Okay. People with tattoos make bad workers. When deciding where to get my tattoos, I've always been careful in making sure they're in places I can cover up. This is because it's been drilled into me. This is someone from this website I'm reading. Drilled into me that if I have visible tattoos, no one will hire me. And for a long time, many employers didn't hire those with tattoos because they were believed to be associated with bikers and criminals. Where do you think that comes from?
Well,
and how true is that?
It's not very true. I'm not going to say it's not true because, you know, there's a certain class of people.
Well, from what I understand from this article, they did agree that it's been true. That was in the past because stereotypes exist. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this. Stereotypes exist for a reason
because there is generally
a large group of people that will fall into a stereotype category. And they were saying, they agreed that, yeah, in the beginning, bikers and criminals, yeah, it was a long time that certain groups appeared to have got them. But it's talking about in the present day, they've become a lot more mainstream. They've become a lot more mainstream, and there's a diverse amount of people deciding to get them.
Yes. You know, so we can go back 1800s is when... I've read in, you know, about tattoos.
You've seen? There she goes. 1800s is when I've seen people getting
I look good for my
damn
age.
Damn, Mel. You damn sure do. But you, like I'm telling you before, you ain't got long to get that sleeve done. Because if you were in the 1800s, shit, you should have expired by now. So good luck getting the other arm done.
So 1800s is when, you know, right around the first tattoos. You start seeing them and they were okay. Basically it was a sign, according to this article I read, of criminal being a criminal or a deviant.
But what type of tattoos would they get, and why would they wanted to be singled out as a criminal or a deviant? So almost like a gang member, they were proud of it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what, you know, at the very beginning, that's what they were. And of course, you know, you hear about all the tattoos of people have gotten in prison or in jails or whatever. And
well, didn't they start? The thing I remember hearing them start out, I thought the original thing was basically when. And it was men, because women weren't allowed to be in the armed forces for a long time. But there were men in the services, right? Whether it be the Army, Air Force, especially probably the Navy and Marines.
That was another era that tattoos were big in. It was, you know, the 60s and the military. And well, even far back as the 50s.
But I remember it seemed like the story was back then that they would always, they'd get them when they were drunk. Mm-hmm. They'd get really drunk and the buddy go, yeah, let's go to the tattoo. And now, you know, they tell you that's the worst thing to do. If they're reputable, they won't let you come in drunk because of the situation with it thins your blood or what does it do?
Yeah, it thins your blood.
What's
and
the deal
it just,
with it?
You need to be coherent and paying attention when you get a tattoo. They're putting... You know, it's a
because it's permanent.
Yeah, and it's a sharp object. It's a needle. You know, inserting that ink into your skin.
Ooh. So it is. So with the first one was we were talking about there. Yeah, and people think that they were criminals or deviants. Okay, and also this one goes along with it. There's another myth: only young, irresponsible people get tattoos.
Yes. Yes, and it's, you know, it's just like we can even throw massage into this. You know, there is such a stigma with massage, and you know, people always thought about the what were they called, the Chinese bathhouses, and you know, things like that.
To give you happy endings, mm-hmm, you ask for the happy ending.
So now,
and the happy ending is. What is it? What I don't know what a happy ending is. I've heard about it in the fairy tales that, you know, the prince and the princess live happily ever after, so they have a happy ending. But if you go to a massage parlor and ask for a happy ending, first you're going to get thrown out now.
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're going to get thrown. And then you might wind up in jail. They're going to call the cops.
And that,
but what is a happy ending? And how did that come up?
Well,
now we're going to, it's cool. We go in every direction here. Now we're going to massage and happy endings. So explain the happy ending in a massage
parlor. Well, first of all, I don't condone them, you know, because.
Did you say you don't recommend?
I don't condone happy endings in a massage.
I don't.
A massage atmosphere. Now, if you're in your
condemn them.
If you're in your private home.
If you're in your private bedroom.
And you want a happy ending.
You always want to have.
Hell
you
yeah.
Always want, that's the goal, right?
Yeah, yes.
That's the goal when you're at home, is to have a happy ending, whether it be solo or with someone else.
But when you're walking into
I kind of know.
Yeah, you're professional.
Oh, I haven't even had a full drink yet. Why is that so funny to me? I guess because you're being so serious about it. You're really explaining it right.
When you and I get together, I don't even know what happens, but it's freaking hilarious.
Okay, so if you ask what the happy ending is, it's basically because when they're massaging you, they're relaxing you, and they're touching body parts that
touch. Physical human touch, and physical human touch. We need it. We need it as babies. Babies don't develop. We will not develop correctly, and we will have long.
Oh, they are.
We will have long adverse side effects our whole life without physical human touch.
So human touch is very, very much needed, but it's very inappropriate if you want a happy ending from a massage therapist.
Yes, very inappropriate. And it's
because that means you want to get them. You want them to bring you to. God, there we go. Damn. I quit smoking years ago. That was really bad, deep.
All right, Gladys.
It means
back up the cigarettes.
Ooh, those cigarettes. That means they want to, you want them to bring you to orgasm.
Yes.
To say it politely.
Yes.
And that would be a considered not a massage parlor, but a bathhouse.
Yes, and you know, to say that to a professional, that's very rude, and it's
what if
offensive.
They bring it up to you? Do you think there's situations where you get to the massage place and then they think,
if they
well,
bring it up to you, you better okay, get I'm your a... pants on and you better get the hell out there.
I was gonna say, yeah, because I ain't paying that money for that. I want to be massaged. I don't have to pay to get laid. Not at least not yet, anyway. No, if I ever get to that point, I've always told myself, if you get to the point where you got to pay to get off, I ain't doing it. I got too much pride.
Thank you. Right.
You can call me daddy all you want, but I ain't going to be your sugar daddy and give you some money to get me off. I promise Mm-mm. you that.
No.
That ain't happening.
We have standards.
I do have standards. I'd be like, you going to pay me? You going to pay me? Yeah, maybe you pay me, but I ain't paying you.
Right.
Oh. Okay, back to
tattoos.
Back to our conversation about them. Okay, yeah, back to tattoos. How about this, Mel? Because I can just see you in this one. I want you to debunk this one. Only people from low social classes get tattoos.
Bullshit.
See, they say they're not sure why some people believe this. They're thinking that it may have to do with the idea that, and you said in the beginning, only criminals get tattoos, and criminals generally seem to come from a lower social class. And the main reason this is incorrect, their opinion, is that because how much tattoos cost. I'm not saying that people from low social classes don't have tattoos, but they're quite expensive, and therefore couldn't possibly just be restricted to poorer backgrounds. Okay, well, it seems like Melanie, her name's not Melanie, it's Melinda. Why do I keep calling her Melanie? Okay. It seems like Melinda got cut off from the podcast. She said something about texting me about she forgot to plug her new charger in. I guess a new charger is not going to do you any good, girl, unless you plug it in. I'm going to rag on her about that shit as soon as we get back on here. Let me try to call her again. Hold on, you guys. I just don't know. I've told her not to get but so high when she gets on these podcasts, and then she shit. There she is. I was talking shit about you because you said you got a new charger. New my ass. That bitch is used.
I don't even know. I am so
high.
I'm so
wet. Hi. Rocky Mountain, ha ha, Colorado. Well, is your electricity, did they cut your electricity off? Are the lights on in the house now? And maybe that.
Oh, yes.
No? Okay. You go, you bastard, shut up. How about that electrical outlet? Have you tried to plug something into it? Maybe there's a problem with that outlet.
Nope. I have.
See, I'm a doctor. I'm covering all the bases here.
And I've done all that troubleshooting.
She said, I already plugged the vibrator into it last night. It's working fine.
Who told you?
I have cameras planted throughout my house.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I see it all. I got blackmail material for years.
Well, I'll tell you what, listeners, he must really love me if he's seen all that and still talks to me. Okay.
We all, you know, I was going to be her promoter. I was going to put it on Pornhub and everything and just make a killing off of it.
Ooh.
She said, damn it, you better give me a cut. It's me putting my ass on the line out here.
Come on, we need a vacation.
We do. Yes, we do need a vacation. So, all right.
I am back.
She's back, bitches. Okay, so, and we were in the middle of, I figured the reason that I lost her was because she thought I was calling her white trash because I said lower social classes get tattoos, and she just said, you know what, I take offense to that. I'm hanging up on your crazy ass right now.
I think I said bullshit.
I know people that will spend money on the wrong things all the time. They may be poor as shit, but they're going to go get that fucking tattoo, even if it costs. That's where I kind of debunked that. So,
you know,
you tell me what you think.
Everything that we do in life, somebody's always got to come in and ruin it. Honestly,
shit all over it.
Because a good tattoo artist and somebody that I am fortunate that I found my guy, Marco, is, I cannot speak enough good about his art. Mm-hmm. And the way he took what I wanted and just drew it on my skin. It blows my mind every time I catch a glimpse of it. I'm really happy with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's really a slap in the face to the artists. That's very rude. And, you know, it's just rude
that's the lower social class that get these.
Now, I know people that are in that category that do not spend wisely, but mm-hmm. I'm going to personally, I saved my ass off for this. And it's okay. Something that I didn't just make a whim.
That's another one coming up later, yeah. I think. Yeah,
I did not do this on a whim. Now, there are people that do that, but I'm going to take us on a different route of tattooing. It is, I'm not buying art from my house. I'm not, this is something that I love. It's artwork, but I want it permanently on my skin.
That's a good way to put it then, because here I love art for the walls. So I guess that's my form of tattooing is buying it for the walls. Because you know, the difference with that though is that this is a deeper thing. I can always take that art down off the walls and put something new up there and change my mind. That's one of the reasons psychologically, I think in my mind that I couldn't get a tattoo because I changed my mind more than a woman does. Not to be sexist, but that's, you know, they say it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Yeah. But I would get one and then the next month or two, I'd say, you know, I don't want that. And then it's too late.
Well, you can have it removed, but it's not going to be
painful
cheap.
And cost money. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it doesn't completely take it away, right? Usually people cover them up with something else.
Well, you can have them removed, but, you know, when you're talking about ink that is down in the layers of your derma, your skin, your epidermis, your dermis. Back to, yes, there's people that do get tattoos, you know, that make decisions and, you know, they'll get a tattoo before they pay a bill. That's just silly. But you can put that up with, you know, put that against anything in life, honestly, really.
Mm-hmm. Debunk this one for me. This one's totally, everybody thinks this. If you're a woman and have a lower back tattoo, you are promiscuous. Where did that come from, do you think?
You know, I'm not sure where the tramp stamp came from, but that's right where people's thoughts go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, they got labeled a tramp stamp. Well, not everybody. I know many people with lower back tattoos, and male and female. And they're not.
You know what? Why do you think they call it a tramp stamp? And I'll tell you my ideas.
Well, probably because you got to pull your pants down, or you got to be naked to see it.
That's true, but usually also it comes from you. You're in a certain position. You're doing the doggy deed, and there it is, right there in front of you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stamp that. Got it. I never thought about it like that.
Yep, I think that's part of it. What does it say in this article? It's this. I guess it's a woman writing this, and she says, "As a woman, I find the notion of this ridiculous. While some women with lower back tattoos may be promiscuous, the idea that every woman with a tramp stamp is a whore is as accurate as the stereotype that all Americans are obese and lazy." Well, as we discuss, stereotypes exist for a reason, though, because generally there's a larger percentage that that's what they do. What does it say?
Yeah, there's always going to be that group of folks that give everything a bad name, no matter what it is. Can I end the whole tattoo stigma?
Yeah, sure. How are you going to do that?
Quit judging people and just look at somebody's heart.
That's true too, but you know what? I'm gonna play the devil's advocate mm-hmm. here and tell you this from my personal experience. When I have seen some people just look more rough than other people on the surface when you just see them and you think,
yeah.
Especially if you got them on a motorcycle and you got tattoos all over you and you're thinking, wow, this person's not, to me personally, doesn't feel very approachable. And I would watch my shit around them because they'd turn around and, you know, they're not going to put up with your bullshit. So I look at it that way, but on initial. But I know so many people now that have tattoos that are the sweetest, most down-to-earth people in the world. But from the upbringing I had, it was different. You judge a book by its cover, and that's not good to do. Yeah. But no, that's not good. I know it's wrong. So I just, I try to, now I find that generally, and actually those people seem to be less assholes than people that don't have tattoos.
Exactly.
All the people that I've met and actually spoken to. Because they seem to be more free spirits.
Yes. And, you know, there's back to the time and the money and the whole involvement of a tattoo. Even if you don't design your own tattoo and you just, you know, pick out of a book. It's commitment, like you said.
I told you this earlier. That was one thing that I thought, you know what? Why do I always say that, you know what? I go, you know what? What does that mean when you say, you know what? That's a habit of mine.
Well, it means that
I'm getting ready to say something profound.
You're letting your audience know that this is important.
Okay. Then you know what? This is important. When I would stop and think about it, because I love to give people the benefit of the doubt. We've had many conversations about we love to analyze things until you can't analyze them anymore. We like to pick things apart and dissect them so we can
understand and
become wiser people and be more understanding. And my initial thing was, wow, you know, people with tattoos, in my opinion, I know they're more committed than myself, because to me, you're not going to put something on your body that you know is going to be there forever unless you can commit to things. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the reasons I wouldn't do it, the main reason, is because I don't think I could commit to anything. And I'm not really good at committing to things. And so that's why I'm single. And that's why I'm
so you're never going to get Melly tattooed on your ass.
Well, I might do that, but I would rather do it when it was, you know, still up in the air and not sagging. But
well, you better hurry
Melly
up
might turn
you ain't
into
got much time.
Oh, you bitch! Just turn that right back around on me. I deserve that. I you know what? And I really have great respect for you for doing that.
Gotcha.
Thank you. I love it. Love it. Yeah, I think that, but you know, but I told you that I was speaking to you about that. I did tell somebody I have respect for those people that have tattoos, because I'm thinking, well, they're very committed, in my opinion, because I couldn't do it. But then somebody turned around and told me, well, not necessarily, Randy. A lot of people just are reckless. And reckless is the way we love to do this podcast, as we often get booted off and then we have to call each other back and get things rolling again. So hopefully we'll pick up where we left off or close to it, because you never know with us. So hold on. Okay, folks, and we're back. Mel had to go pass some gas, and you know, so she's a lady, so she won't fart on air. So I respect that. I love it.
I have standards.
She has standards. And in between, we had somebody else join that has completely no standards at all, and you've met her before. Her name is Tara. She has good intentions, though.
I can't even argue with that.
See, I only tell the truth.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to know what you're walking into at this point in the podcast?
I do. Let's take the blindfold off.
We've pretty much been on the same topic this whole time. We did kind of get off a couple of times, as you'll hear later, but
wait, you got off a couple times?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Well, you just got to have the right tools.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is going to be a rated X podcast.
Yes.
For adults only. And none of us classify as adults, actually, mentally.
No, at all.
No.
So the big topic we're talking about is something that you two have in common, but I don't.
Vagina?
Any guesses? Well, that's a good one. That's true, too.
I need to stop just letting my mouth... It's like word vomit. Sorry, it just popped out.
No,
Yuri would say, vaginas.
How do you say vagina? She's going to have a vagina and a what?
A piñas.
A piñas.
Like a
piñas coladas.
Piñas coladas. That's my favorite drink, I swear.
Especially on the beach. If you're on the beach out there in the heat and the sand and the smell of the water. Oh, piña coladas are great.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a vagina. That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
We are talking. Any other second guesses? Something you guys have in common that I don't. Well, you probably wouldn't know this because I haven't talked about it. But I've seen both of you guys, and I know you guys do share this certain thing. And you've seen me pretty much.
When did we show our boobs to
hair?
Him?
We have hair. Wait.
Oh no, she did it.
I don't know. Stop asking me questions. Just tell me.
Oh my God, just kill my ego. I do have some.
You look amazing without hair, by the way.
I have public hair. I saw that in a book one time.
With an extra L?
It said pubic. I found later on it was pubic. When I was little, though, I remember reading a magazine that said something about, I thought it said public hair. And I thought, well, that's what they call it down there because everybody has it.
And it should not be public, by the way.
It shouldn't be public.
Oh, no, you really don't need to show that in public. And some people have bigger bushes than others. We talked about the bush on the last podcast. You remember, did you hear that?
I do not have one of those. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, landing strip? What do they call it? What are the different... Oh, let's talk about this real quick before we get into... You know, we talk about, we get into everything. So I love this. I love that you joined.
I'm here with you right now.
You and I are both, Tara and I are really ADD.
Absolutely. I need medication besides wine.
Yeah, we need, what is it that calms us down? What do we take?
Ritalin.
No, Ritalin, I thought that revs your ass up.
Not if you need it. If you don't need it, then it's like an upper. But if you need it, if you actually have ADD, mm-hmm. it makes you calmer.
Oh, wait, I did take it once, and I think it did calm me down.
See? Mm-hmm. That's like Benadryl works opposite for me. If I take Benadryl, it's like crack.
It does.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Yeah, so we totally have it. We have ADD. Mm.
All right. Okay. All right, well, what the deal is, let's talk about the bushes for a second. This is bush part two. And we're not talking about Laura and George. We're talking about, you know, how some people, me and Mel had discussed this earlier, how some people like to have it clean shaven, and some people, I think, when you leave the little landing strip, is that Brazilian?
No, a Brazilian is when you shave all the way up to the asshole. It's like everything. They wax it all the way. I've never had one of those because I refuse. But
I would think that's a bald eagle.
A Brazilian is when they wax from the front to the back.
So that's probably the easiest because they put that wax thing on there and go rip it off real quick. And they're not worried. But if you want to make a heart shape or something, they've got to really work on it.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't. I take care of my own stuff. I don't want anybody down there doing that.
No, I was. Yeah, because I'm thinking about that. We were talking about this earlier with massage people, too. You know, when you get into there asking for a happy ending, I just think if somebody gets too close to that area, then that's a danger zone. You know, somebody's gonna get horny, and there's gonna be something going. I don't see how tattoo artists get down there and give tattoos near those areas and not kind of get aroused.
What about the piercings? Piercings. People pierce that shit.
Oh yeah, you know that every time you. Well, no, that's not right of me to say that. I'm thinking people that get the piercings, they've had to have sex with whoever's giving them that piercing.
I could you imagine me telling my husband, "Hey, babe, I'm gonna go get my clit pierced. Is that all right with you?"
No,
that's not gonna work unless he goes. Well, are you going? Is the guy? Is he gay? And you're pretty sure that he's gay, and he's never had any intentions otherwise. Otherwise, you're not gonna let a heterosexual man get down there and pierce your clitoris.
He'd be like, "It'd have to be a female. I'd have to be in the room." Like I. First of all, who would want to pierce that? How many nerve endings are that would hurt?
Oh, that's so
that would hurt. Here we are going off on a whole other conversation.
Some women have babies and say they have orgasms. So I don't know.
Facts. Yes, I have heard that. I have not done that, but I have heard that.
But you've shit on the table before.
I absolutely have. I didn't mean to.
It is true. Well, does anybody ever mean to? Yeah, it's almost like dying then, right? Because they say where we go. When you die, I hear everything comes out. So don't you shit yourself?
We've talked about this before too. Yes, all your muscles relax, so everything releases.
Okay, so if you ate some whatever you ate too, it's gonna come out. If it didn't get digested, it's gonna come right out there with that shit. And you're gonna there's the corn. Well, corn doesn't digest anyway.
Ever. Even when you're alive. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so what's the nutritional value of corn? Nothing. Zero. Really,
nothing.
Right?
Nothing at all.
But yet they put it in almost every one of those fresh meals I get.
It's a filler. That's what that's why they give it to pigs to fatten them up. They don't digest the same way we do.
Well, it hasn't fattened my ass up yet. I've eaten a lot of corn.
Nothing fattens your ass up. You could eat anything you want. That's why every woman I know hates you. They're like, "Don't hate me, but I've eaten this bread and pasta right before I go to sleep."
it's true. You know what, I'm telling you this. I was telling Mel earlier, what do I mean when I say you know what? She says that you're getting ready to get real when you say that.
Yep.
You know what, if I did have a weight, I'm what? Serious, if I had a weight, what I know, I'm very country when I say that. I just turn, you know, I just I
please
get
don't
very country
please when, don't stop. We love it. Go.
We
and
do.
I say country. I say country like it spells C-U-N-T-R-Y.
Country. A country. Yeah, that's a whole other kind of word. You are country, though. I can say real quick. You say male and Mel the same exact way. So I have to listen to the rest of your sentence because sometimes I'm not sure if you're talking about male. Like
I do put two syllables in it, right?
Male, but Mel. No, you said Mel and Mel. Mel. Like Mel's name is the same as male. Like. M-A-I-L.
If I say male or female, I go male, and I mess it up, and I make it two syllables.
Mel.
I don't like it. Some people think it's pretty cool, so I think, you know, it's really interesting that people, they don't, your accent is part of your personality.
I love accent so much, yes.
Well, I love going to the other side, like over in California when I went there years ago. Everybody was so fascinated with the way I spoke, and I thought I spoke just like everybody else. But they're going, "Oh no, can you say something again? You're so funny."
Yeah. There's videos of me as a child. I mean, I grew up in the coal mines, and I would talk like this. Talk about squirrel gravy and biscuits. And
you've come a long way. You're sounding like Marjorie Taylor Swift right there. Oh, that's not her name. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. What's his name? I got that from Von Hessler. They're doing a joke about playing her character. And they said, "Okay, what do you have to say about this Marjorie Taylor Swift?" And she said, "Well, you know what? Whenever people say things that I don't like, I write bad songs about them. I will."
You know who else is a male? Male. Kiss My Grits. Do you remember that show?
Yes. I just watched it.
Alice.
Oh my God!
Mel's Diner.
Okay,
so back to the
where were we? Yeah. So wait, where?
Okay,
did this
we
start?
Were going everywhere. Oh well, I can remember where to take it back. This is not the original conversation. We still haven't even told you what the damn show is about.
I know.
About
we got off another tangent. Okay, so tell me where we were going, and then tell me the original where we're going.
No, this is going to be the best one yet. I love this. I'm not going to have to edit anything out of the last 20 minutes. Because I'm going to cop to this now. People, who, if you're listening, you wonder sometimes why do some of our podcasts lately seem so seamless. It's because I go back in there and cut a lot of shit out when we were really, when we were waiting on somebody got kicked off or whatever.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be off the rails for a reason.
Right. Invite Tara in and everything goes to shit. Like,
I love
what
it.
What are we talking about?
We love it. We haven't even told her what the topic is.
I know.
You guys will know.
Still
part one. We may have to do part three. We want to talk about the bush. So the Brazilian is when you pull all the hair off the vagina.
And the asshole.
Thing that, and the asshole. Does the asshole get a lot of hair on it? For women?
Some,
I mean, let me think. For
some
people
some.
Do.
Oh.
But they have
what
to.
What about Oh, what about, you know where I'm going next? What about bleaching the asshole? A lot of people are into that.
Like in Bridesmaids. Yeah, apparently it's a thing. I can't imagine why I would need to bleach that. I'm not going to show it to anyone, but.
Well, it's, if you've, have you ever looked at them? Because I've seen
I don't
ones
want
that are.
To. No, I don't want to. I mean, I know my husband gets behind me sometimes and he seems to like it because he likes going back there. So I don't know. Can you cut that part out? I don't even know why I just said that. I did not say that.
Okay, so we're talking about bleaching the asshole, and you wonder why you do that. What? Well, because it's darker, but it's not because that's where the poop shooter is. It's just, why does it, over time it does, it gets darker, because I think originally it has kind of a light pink color, or maybe?
I have no clue what my asshole looks like, and I don't want to know, and I have.
It's kind of hard to see that area unless you're really striving for it.
Well, typically they are brown. The skin is.
Are they typically brown?
The skin is browner in that area.
Listen to her. I love when she comes in here all calm explaining.
Starfish for a reason.
Right, right.
Never,
is that what it's
I've
called?
Never heard
it's
that.
Exactly.
Wow. Never heard.
Yeah.
You
the
know, yeah, and I think it would be more. Cinnamon, if you were red hair. Cinnamon starfish, yeah.
Oh, God.
You know what kills me about her, Tara, is that she comes in here, we've heard it many times, and she'll just, I'll say something totally insane, but she comes in with this, it's the tone of voice she uses. It makes you think, it makes you think that she's not being nasty, but it's just, she's real calm and yeah, well,
and very
no.
matter of fact, yeah.
It's the cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I've researched this, and if you taste it, if you've eaten cinnamon, it will taste like cinnamon.
Or is it ginger? Is that ginger?
Yeah.
Well, if you're having an upset stomach, go eat that ginger ass.
Oh, no!
Be...
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh. Well, okay, so we're back. We're getting off. We got off topic here. Well, how many times have we got off topic?
I don't even know what the topic is yet.
Well, here comes the topic.
Okay.
We've already talked about, well, no, wait a minute. I want to finish the bush thing because there's the the landing strip. You get a little, and I've seen this more in pornographic movies, and I think this is what Tara's talking about that she's more familiar with, is that you have the little bit of hair above the actual thing, where some people take everything off, and I think when you take everything off, that gets in the territory of that's, you know, are you excited by a prepubescent? I don't like that. I think that's a little bit too much.
Yes,
but with guys, tell me this, Tara, what do you think? It does not. It never is okay for a guy to take the hair off.
I 100% no. I don't. I agree with you. I don't. Men are supposed to be manly.
That's never a good look. Yeah, you gotta have some hair.
Like that, but
and I've seen a lot of the porn, and it's straight porn. The guy's cutting the hair off, and I'm thinking, what's the deal here? I mean,
it's a little
even
weird
gay
to me. But that's my opinion, and I'm a little country bumpkin, so I don't know what other people do, but I don't like it.
Well, Mel and I were talking about too that on the last podcast that some people love to keep all the hair because of the smell, because it traps more of a smell in there, and they love to get down and dirty and animalistic and everything.
That goes back to the selling of the dirty underwear. I just, yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to smell that.
No, and tell me this. Do you ever get Adam's going to be.
I'm not going to tell Adam about this, so we're just going to just not talk.
I wonder, do you like the smell? Have you ever gone and like smelled his underpits? Do they smell good to you? Because I know a lot of people get into the, they like to have that masculine smell from the hair under the
armpits.
You
know what's funny? Okay, so Adam is a man's man. He's hairy and he could do all this stuff. Like, he's like a lumberjack kind of guy.
Right.
He never stinks. He could work outside and sweat all day. I have never smelled him stink. And he has the softest feet I've ever seen in my entire life. It is the weirdest thing ever. Like,
I hate him for the feet thing because, damn it, I don't even walk a lot. And I'd have to get that scraper out and
my
cut that cottage cheese
even,
off. You know?
Yeah, my feet are even gross. And I don't physically labor usually. Like, he is a freak of nature when it comes to that. I don't understand the licking of the stinking of the man thing. But he doesn't ever smell. He doesn't. So I can't. If he did, I would tell him so, and I would tell him it's disgusting. So I don't think
so
that
you
I
wouldn't
like
be
it.
Into that. Because I think there are people, though, that really, as Mel and I were talking about, is it the pheromones or something? There's something about you having that.
Yes.
Yes. And it smells different to other people, just like perfumes smell different on different people. So I get it, but no, thank you.
Yeah, no. Okay, we've done the hair thing because there's really only a couple of ways you can do that. You can either take it all off. You have a big, but remember, this is not good either. No woman should have a full bush covering her whole vagina. That's too much work for the guy because you can't, if you want somebody to go down on you, you got to search to find everything and part it and everything. You don't need to
braid that shit out of the way.
Yeah. Gen Z would part it down the middle.
Oh, that's right. What is this parted down the middle, parted down the side trend that's going on now?
I don't know. It's a thing. Apparently they part their hair down the middle and they wear mom jeans now. I will stick with my skinny jeans. And
they're wearing the mom jeans up tied on the waist? That's a thing now?
Not just and baggy. Like, it's a thing. I'm not sure why.
I don't understand that because Mel and I spoke the other night about, we were saying, you know, back, we always know what was in style in the 50s, 60s, 70s. You know, you always can go back and say this was in style. But lately, I don't, and I'm telling you guys, this is so funny because you're never going to get this in any other podcast. We go over everything in a short period of time. I mean, we've gone from vaginas, now we're going to style. And I'm telling you, I don't really notice a set style anymore. It seems like kind of, to me, in the 2000s, it seems like everybody's just kind of doing their own thing and they're okay with it.
That's
do you notice anything? Do you notice?
But
what's trending now? Do you notice anything that's trending as far as people wearing the clothes?
I really don't. Based on TikTok, it's like tie-dye crop tops and like baggy acid wash mom jeans with the tight roll at the bottom. And a middle part. It's 70s, 80s, 90s, all mixed up.
It's all mixed. You know what I wish would come back into style for guys? And it's so hard to find. I want bell bottoms so bad.
I do like bell bottoms. I could handle that.
Those are so cool. And they look good on anybody because what they do, if you think about it, they make your waist seem smaller than it is. Because if your pants get further out, they extend at the bottom, then it makes you, if you have a, it's really great for people who have wide waist because it's going to slim you down totally.
I agree. And mom jeans are not cool.
They're not.
They don't look good on anybody. No. They don't look good on, even Obama didn't look good in the mommy jeans.
See, I'm short waisted. So I like low rise.
You would look excellent. You would look so good in bell bottoms.
Yes, low rise jeans that sit on the hips because, like I said, if I wear anything on my waist, it looks like I'm a neck and boobs, and that's it. Like I don't.
Oh yeah, because short people definitely would accentuate.
I'm short waisted. Like I like have no waist, nothing, and it's the weirdest thing ever. So I'm gonna stick.
Why do we always want to be something we're not? I want to be shorter. I've always.
God, no, you don't.
The only thing is, I can't reach tall things though, cabinets and stuff. But I've always. I remember. I think as younger
as a kid. Your
legs
wouldn't go all the way to heaven if you were shorter.
No, we like your legs that go to heaven every time.
I felt gangly as a kid, and I would always kind of want to. I would catch myself. My posture would be bad because I didn't want to. I don't know why I didn't want to be so tall. I guess because everybody was shorter. Because I hit my stride real early, and so I've been this height for a long time, and now I'm gradually shrinking, I can tell. But yeah. I don't know.
I was the same way when I woke up one morning and had boobs. I cried.
Oh, short people are cuter. And boobs, well, boobs, that's another thing. Boobs, if they're, we talked about this too, Mel. I mean, no offense to you with the big boobs, because you know how it feels. I think it's better for a woman to have small boobs because gravity pulls on everything.
Yes.
I was, and you know that. I am 43 and I'm still only 5 foot tall and never got any taller.
You only looked like 23.
Well, those are the filters, but thank you. But
no, but you are. Isn't she male? She's gorgeous. Fine. She is a beautiful girl.
Frog hair. Yes.
Oh my God. She is gorgeous.
Good
Very
thing.
Gorgeous.
It's a good thing you're married.
Yeah.
I agree. I'd marry you in a heartbeat, sister.
And
I'd
marry you too.
And you speak you have such a young spirit too. That comes through. It's, you know, it's, Mel and I were talking about this too. We talk about everything, but it's really all about how you carry yourself and your spirit. Because we're not old fuddy duddies. Your children are not I don't want to be bold to say my children aren't ashamed of some of the things I do. For the most part, they think you're cool when you act like this when you get older.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree. But I never grew.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. So
100%.
But I never grew up in every sense of the word. I'm 5 foot tall. I never got past an A cup unless I was pregnant. I'm just like a little kid. And I...
Mentally, you don't feel a lot different, do you? You feel still youthful. And you look at yourself and, well, you don't look at yourself in the mirror and think this because you don't look old. But as people get older, I've caught myself a couple of times going, who the fuck is this old guy? I see it sometimes. I think this is not who I feel like on the inside.
Because I'm bald. That's the thing. The same thing. I look in the mirror and go, what the hell?
Yes. No, we all do. It's not just, I mean, I do. I have crow's feet and some sagging skin. And I mean, it is there.
But we're going to embrace it.
But if you don't feel like that on the inside, it is in the way you carry yourself. Because if you don't feel like that on the inside and you have a few signs on the outside, people don't look, they don't look at those things that we're seeing. They don't see that. They don't see those imperfections. They see you as, wow. Because a lot of people that are much younger than I hang around people quite a bit younger than me sometimes. But they feel that we're the same age.
Mm-hmm. It's our free spirits.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. Absolutely.
That is what matters. And so from here, what we're going to do, this is probably going to be a 3-part podcast. We're going to go into... drum roll. We're going to go into the actual original subject that Mel and I tried to come out with.
Yes. What is that? I know you invite me and I like fuck it all up. I'm sorry.
No, you were good. You're excellent. But it was the thing that I'm going to give her one more guess on.
Oh, God. Okay.
Something that you guys have in common that I don't have. It's one more guess, Tara. 3 strikes and you're out.
I've already said vaginas and hair. So, I mean, you have to give me a hint. Is this like a male woman thing? Like,
it has to do with art.
Art. Okay.
That's a good get. That's a good
that's
hint.
A, that's
isn't
a
it,
good,
Mel?
That's a good hint.
Art. If she doesn't get that, she's going to be like, what the hell? Well, I don't have pictures of Stevie Nicks in my house. Mel doesn't either.
Art. Yeah. I'm stumped. I was thinking like
what body art,
body art, like breasts, vaginas, or hair on the head. I don't know.
She didn't even get it then, Mel. Do you believe this?
I didn't get it.
Tara, you are totally, you're a true blonde.
I am. I am. I will. Actually, I'm not, but yes.
Okay, well, look. Here's what it is. Mm-hmm. Tattoos.
Mm. You don't have tattoos? See, I didn't know that.
I don't have any tattoo at all. I have virgin skin in every sense of the word.
Oh,
No.
No, I didn't know that. If I had known, maybe that would have popped in my head.
We talked about this and we were going over the stereotypes of people that have tattoos versus non. And the thing was, we were talking about, are people with tattoos stigmatized? And of course, I mean, we know this, that, how many? Well, we already know about male because you'll hear this in the earlier part. How many do you have? Do you know how many you have?
I have 7.
Seven. Okay.
I have seven.
And I also, and what was your?
I have my tongue pierced too, by the way. Sorry, I do. I mean,
what?
I've had it pierced since I was 20, and I've never taken it out. So, yeah.
This is another thing to discuss.
So,
Mel, are you all right? Get a hold of yourself. Put the crack pipe. Put that crack pipe down. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell people about your. She said, "You know what? Damn it! I'm going to rehab for this. So leave me alone. Don't judge."
That was just a straight up allergy cough. So
that's what they say.
It
was. Yeah.
It wasn't fun.
Well, let the people that listen to us not let them think differently. You know, we're kind of wild and woolly and ready to rumble.
Yeah.
So Tara, you've got seven tattoos. What age were you when you got your first tattoo?
18. It was like a rite of passage. I went to college, went and got a tattoo almost immediately. Yeah.
And what was it, and did it mean something to you?
It meant a lot of pain. It was very painful. But yeah, it didn't mean it. I just went and I found, I literally was the stereotypical, you know, like you said, blonde. I go in there, oh, that's cute. That's what I want. And that's what I did.
Mel, this is so interesting because she is doing, she's giving us the other side.
Yes, she is. That's what we, remember? That's what we want. We want to debate this.
I love this. I love this because see, Mel, we were talking about, Mel put a lot of thought into everything that she did. But I know that there are a lot of people that don't. Mm-hmm. And the reason I didn't, and I'm not going to rehash it and go over, I'll do it real quick. The reason I never did was because for one, I came from a very small town.
Yeah.
And it was just the time I grew up in. I think there is a 10-year window where people close to my age, you'll see they don't have tattoos.
Yeah.
Because it was before that and later, all of a sudden it was a big thing then, and then it became a big thing later for later generations. But I always... So I do have these questions about, I always had the stereotypes of thinking, oh, they're a little more wild and all this, but I look at it now as kind of a commitment thing. I think, well, those people get tattoos because they're committed. I can't do that because I'm thinking I'm going to change my mind next month. So I can't do it. So I really like that you actually, and they said there was a group of people that there is a group of people that get tattoos that, when they first get their first, when they're young and they're not thinking about it, go, oh, I'm 18, I'm going to go get a tattoo. And so that's kind of how you were. You just didn't put any thought into it and you just did something to do it.
Exactly. So I did the same thing. Also, now that I'm older, I mean, you can cover them. You can get them redone. The older I get, if I want more, the ones I want now, I put a lot of thought into.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But no, the first few that I got didn't.
So what do you think about those now? Will you rework them or will you cover them or what's the deal with those?
So there's one on my stomach that I got that's like a little flower, but I was young. So now that I've had three babies, it turned into like this tree every time. Now it's just like a blob on my stomach. And I was like, what is that? I'm like, I'm not sure. I don't even remember what it was supposed to be. So.
Oh gosh.
Go away.
That is true. Cause they say as you get older, when the skin starts changing, they'll look a little differently.
Well, it did, you know, I'm 5 foot tall and I had healthy babies. Austin was almost 9 pounds. So my stomach,
holy shit, girl.
But I can say I have no stretch marks, not even one.
Wow.
But,
how did you do that?
I have no idea. I think a lot of it is genetics.
It really is, honey.
Special.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I have skin that is very elastic.
Have a lot of good collagen.
Yeah. So no marks, but the tattoo didn't survive very well. So it's like a blob. So yeah.
So we all know that Mel, what she's done, we've seen the sleeve that she's working on one of her arms. And I did ask her earlier about, will you do the other arm? And she is going to do the other arm, and she's doing this thing called, what's it called you're going to put on there,
it's Mel? Steampunk.
Steampunk. Do you know anything about that, Tara?
So what is that? Tell me.
Okay, well, you just have to. Well, no. Oh, we're not going to waste time on this. You're going to have to listen to the podcast.
I'll go back and listen.
So, what the deal is, whenever you get your future tattoos, what are you thinking about getting in? They're going to mean what to you?
Okay, so
what's the deal?
One of them I want is and it's totally cliche, but you know, Adam and I, I've known him for 30 years. We've been together 18, but we married other people, then got together. He always tells me, love you, babe. So I want him to write it, just quickly write it. And I want that on me somewhere. You know.
See, that's really beautiful.
He needs to do that too. You need to both do that at the same time and get the same exact thing, I would think.
So it's, yeah, that's
that would be
my.
See, I feel like such an outsider because I don't have them. But then again, I look at it as now I'm kind of proud of it because I go, damn, everybody's got a fucking tattoo. I don't have one. So, okay. I feel kind of good now because I didn't do it. And so it makes me, to me, I've always loved individuality. And so it makes me feel like I stand out now because I don't have one. So I'm not trying to be a tattoo snob. Did somebody get booted off?
Tara did. She's gone.
What? Hold on. We got to call her back. Hold on.
And at that point, we had lost Tara completely. We tried to get her back for a few minutes, but actually ended up having a telephone conversation with her off the podcast, which was equally as insane. And we all got to bed pretty late, but this is long enough for you guys. I'm pretty sure you spent enough time with us and you're tired and ready to go. But until the next time we see you, as we always say, stay crazy.